HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I'm Prasad Banerjee and I write about tech at Mint.
And this is TechCetra, a podcast
where we tackle some hot topics in technology
and also
bust some myths. So WhatsApp's in the news again. No, that's not how you say it. A Facebook-owned company is in the news again for violating user privacy. And it just happens to be the world's largest instant messaging app again. What has happened this time? Well, WhatsApp, last week around Tuesday, that's 6th of January, WhatsApp updated its terms of service and told users that when you interact with businesses on WhatsApp, the information from those interactions can be used by Facebook and the businesses themselves to basically help with WhatsApp's monetization purposes. And of course for Facebook's ad targeting, etc. And this led a lot of users to abandon WhatsApp or at least take to social media and say that they should abandon WhatsApp. They've been pushing others. I'm sure, like me, you guys have also seen how many new people have joined Telegram. In fact, I asked these people at Sensor Tower, they're experts at this, and they told me that Telegram got about 150 million downloads in its lifetime in India, that is since 2014. And just after the change in terms and conditions, Telegram got approximately 1.5 to 2 million downloads between January 6th and January 10th. Signal, which is another WhatsApp competitor, it was in fact started by Brian Acton, who's the founder of WhatsApp, who's one of the founders of WhatsApp. Signal also got a lot of new downloads. In fact, Signal's downloads grew by almost 10,000% right after the TOS change. In the first 5 days or 6 days of the year, they got about 24,000 downloads from India. But after the TOS change, they got over 2 million downloads from India between January 6th and January 10th. And of course, that is a big deal. But what I would note here is that WhatsApp has 1.4 billion downloads from India in its lifetime. And of course, downloads does not mean users. Downloads just means that we downloaded the app from the Apple or Google App Stores, and it doesn't necessarily mean we are using the apps. In fact, while many of my friends seem to be joining Telegram or Signal, nobody seems to be messaging me on these apps. Anywho, what I really wanted to bring out here is, what is this matter of privacy? Why is everybody suddenly worried about WhatsApp looking at your texts and everything? Honestly, they are not. It's still an end-to-end encrypted platform, which means that WhatsApp cannot sit and read your data. It's not like somebody is sitting in the background and reading your texts and looking at your images and all. That's not what will happen. WhatsApp has clarified that only business interactions are going to be used for whatever targeting, etc. And in fact, many people also say that it's not just a matter of targeting. They are using user data. And we, or at least experts in the industry, have known this since a long time. In fact, ever since Facebook first bought WhatsApp, people knew this day was coming. And in October, when they announced the WhatsApp business features and the new features that were coming, many people, including myself, we had written in our stories that this is going to happen. What the terms and conditions did is that it put it right in front of people and told them that you either agree to these terms and conditions or you just leave the platform. And that, I think, is where this entire argument lies. This is a matter of consent. It's not a matter of privacy. I mean, the fact that Facebook uses our data to target ads towards you or profile you, that's not new. And I honestly don't understand why people are suddenly going towards that right now. The problem here is that a platform like WhatsApp can come and say, you either let me do this or you don't use it. And there is an argument for that as well. Think about it, when you go into a restaurant, the restaurant says that the rights for admission are reserved by the restaurant, right? They're essentially saying that you can come into my establishment, but you either abide by my rules or you do not use my services. And that's what every app tells you. Be it an app, be it an e-commerce service, anybody, everybody tells you that you either agree to the terms of service or you don't use this at all. Now, what privacy advocates and many others are arguing is that platforms like Facebook, WhatsApp, Google, they are no longer just your regular services. If the internet is an essential, then these services are also essential. So they shouldn't technically be allowed to say that you either use us or you don't use us if you're not gonna let us do this. But there is a question to be asked there. Should WhatsApp not make money when, I mean, Facebook at the end of the day did pay a lot of money to buy WhatsApp? Shouldn't they be allowed to monetize the platform? And why are we suddenly worried about privacy when we haven't been for so long? The answer is simple. Facebook is a huge company, and Facebook has again and again come into controversy for violating user privacy in some way or the other. While WhatsApp says that it's end-to-end encrypted, what many experts have pointed out is that the business interactions will now flow into what is called the social graph. That is at the heart of Facebook's algorithm, which is what figures out what you like, who you know, what kind of things you watch, and Facebook can actually track you across the internet, so a lot of other things. And it uses algorithms to take all of this data and figure out what kind of ads and what kind of things to target towards you. In fact, even the posts that you see on Facebook, be it from your friends, be it from news agencies like us, all of that decision making actually is done by using this information. So on the one hand, while we're saying this is a matter of privacy and Facebook shouldn't do this, we are in a way benefiting from this. What I personally tell all my friends is that if you really have a problem with it, the first thing you should do is stop using these services. Nobody's actually pushing you to use these services. And yes, you can tell me that, you know, that's not an option for many, and I agree. But honestly, I turned off my Facebook account. I don't use Google search anymore. And it is possible. The idea of the internet originally was the free and open internet. And the way to get the free and open internet is also to not depend on these services. That means that you could try out Bing search. You could try out DuckDuckGo. You have to remember that these platforms are tailoring an experience towards you, and you are also using them. So when they say that their terms and conditions have to be accepted, you kind of don't have an option. It's like saying this restaurant is my favorite restaurant, but I will only eat there if they do certain things the way I want to. They may not want to. And you as the consumer always have the option to not use the service. For example, I personally could always go and ignore any business that uses WhatsApp business. That means that my personal conversations remain on WhatsApp, but I'm not interacting with businesses and they get no data from that. And honestly, if enough people start saying that they will not interact with businesses that use WhatsApp business, then businesses themselves will stop using WhatsApp business. And of course, I'm not trying to advocate against any one platform. Sure, let WhatsApp make money, let Facebook make money. But it's important for users to understand why we are trying to move from here. Signal, for example, is built in such a way that it cannot really understand your social graph. And that's why it is supposed to be more private. It's not just a matter of end-to-end encryption. WhatsApp also has end-to-end encryption. But when you, for example, do a group chat on WhatsApp or something, the algorithms can gauge information about you. They can understand who you know. They can understand what kind of things you do. And that is where the difference lies. So for example, when you use Signal, the platform cannot tomorrow decide that it will tie up with businesses and give data to businesses, or if somebody buys it, they cannot suddenly say, let's just break this and use it. Unless, of course, they change how it is made. In fact, I'll give you a quick fun fact here. Telegram, Signal, and WhatsApp, they all use the same encryption protocol. It is called the Signal protocol, but it's the other things that make a real difference. I already told you how Signal differs. In Telegram, for example, your regular chats, which they call cloud chats, they are not encrypted. What's encrypted is something called secret chats. So what Telegram is saying is that when you want your conversations to be absolutely private, you use secret chats and you stay within that encrypted framework. And that is also one way of going at it. In fact, Telegram founder Pavel Durov said one thing this past week, that the platform will never monetize your user data. He actually promised this. Durov said that if they ever do start targeting ads towards you, they will only do it through the one-to-many channels. And one-to-many channels is sort of like a Twitter-like interface that Telegram has, where you make a channel and a lot of users join that channel, but nobody is talking one-to-one. And Durov said that targeting ads doesn't figure there, because of course, you're not trying to just say, oh, target ads towards this user on his chat. You're just saying, let's use this one-to-many channel of this particular brand or something and put an ad there, which doesn't use as much user data, if at all. So when many users are angry, and they have a right to be, what they also need to know is that you're not exactly helpless here. There are things you can do. And if you're downloading a new app and you really want your move to make an impact, then you should also make the sort of effort to, you know, make a difference in this and actually not use WhatsApp Business, or when you download Signal and Telegram, actually try to use those apps and get used to those apps and so on and so forth. There are many people who have also spoken for WhatsApp here, and they have said that all WhatsApp is trying to do is earn money and monetize the platform. And for any platform to remain active, it has to be profitable, it has to earn money. So you do get the two arguments here. And while I'm not saying that the outrage is not valid, it is very important for us to understand what we are talking about here. Is this a matter of privacy, or is this a matter of consent, or is this a matter of both? If you ask me, it's a matter of both, but the privacy part here is not the same as, you know, for example, when hackers hacked WhatsApp and read people's text messages. This is not the same kind of privacy. This is a matter of user profiling and things that have been going on for a long time, and we do need really strong regulations for it. But once all of us do understand what we are talking about, we'll also be able to sort of get angry better, perhaps. So that's it for today. I shall be back this very week with another segment where I take on some misconceptions about technology. Until then, tell me what you want me to cover. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Undertaker. Yes, you heard that right. It's UNDERTECHER. Or you can write to me at podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Talk to you next time.
This was a Live Mint production, brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.